This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center has been taking great care of us all week, so this moment, no exception. So we appreciate all of his help and hard work on the radio each day. On the news line with us now, movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, and prolific tweeter. His review of The Courier. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning and happy Friday.
Yeah, same to you. I guess everybody's kind of excited for the weekend. It's supposed to be nice weather as well. But we're going to step inside some theaters, I would presume, to see The Courier.
In The Courier, Benedict Cumberbatch plays a British businessman who is approached by agents from MI6 and the CIA. They want him to set up shop in Russia, befriend a Soviet officer, and transport information back and forth. This all takes place during the Cuban Missile Crisis, so the intel he delivers could literally save the world. He reluctantly agrees and soon finds himself having to constantly look over his shoulder to make sure his cover isn't blown. Meanwhile, at home, his wife, played by Jessie Buckley, doesn't know about his extracurricular activities and grows frustrated with his repeated absence. The Courier is based on an amazing true story, so it's got a basic level of interest right there. The movie also gives Benedict Cumberbatch one of his best roles. He makes us feel the mounting pressure his character experiences. He also gets some dynamic scenes of conflict with Rachel Brosnahan, who plays the CIA agent who keeps pressuring him to stay every time he wants to leave. The specifics of this guy's business dealings are a little hazy, and it's not entirely clear how he finds contacts there. Beyond that, there's plenty of suspense to keep you hooked. The Courier is a fascinating look at how one ordinary guy helped prevent nuclear annihilation. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3, Nikita Khrushchev.
Okay, well, interesting. I saw the trailer. It looks like an interesting film. I would say, it, even though it's a real story, doesn't really have, it doesn't really seem original. Am I picking that up correctly?
I mean, it was original to me. I wasn't familiar with this story. It's a very traditionally made film. I mean, there's nothing about the filmmaking itself that's groundbreaking. So in that sense, that might be what you're picking up on.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it, you know, it looks like scenes from a James Bond movie or some other sort of a spy type thing, you know, with the chalk on the things. But anyway, okay, so this has almost an enchanting nature to it. How would you describe that?
Well, it's fascinating because this is a true story. I'm sure there are some people who are real history buffs who know this story, but a lot of us will not have known this. And it's just really great because the movie reminds you that the actions of one person can literally have a major impact on the world. So for me, I just found it really fascinating and absorbing. Again, not perfect. There's a couple things I would have improved about it. But just from that level of telling a true story that most of us probably do not know, it really kept me hooked.
All right. And he's a real class act. Benedict Cumberbatch is?
He is. He's so good in everything. But this really is one of his best performances because his character, they recruit him since he's an ordinary guy. They figure we can send him to Russia. He won't raise any suspicion because he has no connections to any intelligence agencies. And they have to convince him to do it. And then once he gets there, he's obviously afraid to do it. And then gradually his own morality takes over as he begins to realize the gravity of the situation. And he becomes more and more devoted to this this mission of his, even as the danger grows higher and higher. And Cumberbatch really takes you through the arc of that character. He gives a wonderful performance of the film.
All right. And what would have brought it up to 3.5? It sounds like it's got the elements to really be a spectacular film.
Yeah, I wish the character of his wife was developed more. She gets her due it towards the end of the movie when some things happen. I wish that they had developed her a little more in the beginning. And I also thought it was kind of unclear how he was setting up business there. They say, we just want you to go do business in Russia, and then suddenly he's there doing it. I think they could have clarified that a little more, and that would have just strengthened everything as a whole. But those are relatively minor quibbles. The movie itself is, by and large, very engaging and very exciting.
Well, sure. At the time, I mean, trade with Russia would have been, a pretty unusual thing. So nowadays, I think it probably is a little bit more common. But then it would have been it would have been a little bit more outstanding. Okay, so three.
Nikita Khrushchev.
Nikita Khrushchev. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Takes place during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I gotcha. All right. Some other films. Oh, and The Courier is at theaters?
Opens in theaters nationwide today, including locally at the AMC.
Oh, wow. Super. Okay. So we can go see that. The movie Happily is out. Tell us about that.
You'll be able to get this one on demand, and this is a very interesting comedy. It stars Joel McHale and Carrie Bechet, and they're this couple who have been married for 17 years and continue to act like newlyweds. They can't go more than a few hours without making love, and all of their friends are very disturbed by that because they're all less happily married. You know, their unions have cooled. And one day this couple gets a visit from this very strange man who tells them that there's been a mistake, that there's something genetically wrong with them, and that he needs to give them an injection in order to make them feel normal in their marriage. And I don't want to spoil what happens from there, except that this couple goes on the run to a getaway retreat with a bunch of other friends, and some crazy things happen. But this is a really funny, smart movie that asks, what's so wrong with loving your spouse? It takes a look at the way some people can be married for a long time and still be hands all over each other, and how other people find that the passion in their marriage cools. So it's called Happily. You can get it on demand, and I give that one 3 stars.
3. Okay. That's what we were looking for there. Thank you. And we can always send people to aisleseat.com if they want to read more. I know you have a much more elaborate review online. Jumbo. I saw the trailer. I couldn't really quite follow what was happening. You tell us.
I can't wait to hear your reaction to this movie. This is a French film that is opening on VOD in America today. I saw it last year at the Fantasia Film Festival. And this is a love story about a young woman who falls in love with an amusement park ride.
With one particular ride.
With one particular ride. Okay. Now, that it sounds like the recipe for a comedy or something, but this is actually a straightforward love story. It's about this young woman who's lonely. She has trouble for various reasons connecting with other people, and she forms a connection with this amusement park ride and starts to fall in love with it, and she goes and visits it and sleeps on it and things like that. And I gotta tell you, this movie took me by surprise because it's actually weirdly touching. So 3 stars for Jumbo, and if you think that definition or that explanation of the movie sounds odd, Mark, wait until you see the sex scene.
Oh, my gosh. And this has international appeal. I mean, this is a French film. I hope they enjoyed it over there. But this is getting global talk?
Absolutely. They have taken this movie to different genre film festivals around the world, including, like I said, Fantasia, where I saw it last year, which is a genre film festival every year in Canada. But it's a movie that is really winning people over because it sounds crazy when you hear the premise, but they play it straight, and they really convince you that this woman has formed some kind of emotional connection with this ride. So it's a film that catches you off guard. It's deeper than you would expect. It's more touching than you would expect. And yeah, it's got that amusement value just because it is such a strange premise. But Jumbo is better than you think it will be.
All right. Super. Well, the trailer is super intriguing, but like I said, I couldn't quite follow exactly what was happening, but it does look like an intriguing film. All right, so that is Jumbo, and you did what with that?
I give that one 3 stars as well.
3 as well. Okay, so this is the woman in the amusement park. I couldn't quite tell if she was falling in love with the ride or the whole park, but in any event, okay. So
yes,
that's
one specific
that's
ride.
Incidentally, one of your good recommendations last week understates it. I believe you gave 4 stars to Come True.
Yes, I did.
Well, my wife and I saw that. It is just the most intriguing film. We ended up looking at each other after the film saying, what? Oh, my gosh. Because like you, I think, accurately pointed out in your review, things start to blend after a while, and you're not quite sure where you're at. And it just kind of spits you out at the end, and you're like, holy smokes, where are we? And it makes you look around the room saying, wait, am I here? Or wait, am I dreaming? So. Yeah, just thank you for that. We really appreciated that.
Glad you enjoyed it.
We've been about 1 week behind you in most of your good video on demand recommendations this in the past 6 months or so, incidentally. Okay, Oscars came out, so give us a glance at what your thoughts were on those.
Yeah, David Fincher's Mank scored the most Oscar nominations, which were announced on Monday morning. It got 10 nominations, including Best Picture, Best Supporting Actress, and Best Actor. Other big winners were Nomadland, The Father, Minari, Trial of the Chicago 7, Sound of Metal, and Judas and the Black Messiah, which all scored 6 nominations, while Promising Young Woman and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom each received 5 nominations. So overall, you know, I don't think there were a whole lot of surprises. The nominations went pretty much as expected. The one area that everybody was talking about, though, that really was kind of a surprise, was in the supporting actor category, in which Lakeith Stanfield and Daniel Kaluuya were both nominated for Best Supporting Actor in Judas and the Black Messiah, which is odd because they're really both co-leads. And you could make the argument that Daniel Kaluuya fits into the supporting actor category, but putting Lakeith Stanfield in there, especially when Warner Brothers campaigned him for Best Actor, really caught everyone off guard, and I think some other actor probably had their slot stolen by him. Both worthy performances, by the way, but just kind of odd that they both ended up in the supporting category when those are the two main characters of the film.
Which film again?
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll check that out. And do you have words about the Oscars at ILC.com? I know you tweeted about it. Is there anything on your website yet?
I have reviews of most of the nominated films.
Okay, so you can cross-check the whole list if you so choose when you're making your viewing selections prior to the Oscars. Well, you told us we have breaking news overnight. Armie Hammer charged with rape?
Yeah, this is an ugly story, so we'll just kind of give a listener warning here. But a woman identified only as Effie held a press conference yesterday alleging horrific abuse by actor Armie Hammer over a period of 4 years. She said that she had an on-and-off relationship with Hammer from 2016 to 2020, during which he, quote, abused me mentally, emotionally, and sexually. And she also claims that Hammer violently raped her for over 4 hours. The abuse included repeatedly slamming her head against the wall and beating her feet with a riding crop. So Armie Hammer's had a lot of scandal and controversy around him recently because of some sexually violent fantasies that he texted out to someone, and now this ugly story. So he is really in a lot of trouble, and if these allegations turn out to be true, I hope he ends up behind bars.
Well, and refresh my memory exactly who he is. The name's 100% recognizable, especially lately, but prior to some of these topics, we know him because...
Yeah, you know, the reason you feel that way is that they keep trying to make him into an A-list star, and he's just simply not. Most people remember him from playing the Winklevoss twins in The Social Network, but he's also starred in a lot of other movies. Most notably, he played the Lone Ranger in that movie with Johnny Depp a couple years ago. So he's an actor who's been around for a number of years. They keep putting him in leading roles, trying to make him a leading man, and it just never works. Audiences have never really accepted him that way, but he does work fairly consistently as an actor.
Okay, all right, so we'll keep an eye on that. Finally, just one sentence about this. We have time for Glenn Close, nominated for an Oscar and a Razzie both.
Yeah, this week, Glenn Close, I don't think this has ever happened before, she won an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress for her work in Hillbilly Elegy just days after the Razzies named the same performance as one of the year's worst. So just kind of an interesting little bit of trivia right there.
Well, and what did you think of her?
I thought she was very good in the movie. When they get to the end and they show you a video of the real woman, you realize that Glenn Close nailed the performance. It's over the top, but the real woman she's playing was over the top.
Okay. Okay. Well, did you...
The movie itself is not very good, but she's good in it.
And why the Razzie?
Well, you know, her performance is over the top, and I guess the Razzies feel like it wasn't very good, but she's being true to the woman that she's playing, so, you know, I'm okay with her getting an Oscar nomination.
All right, for overacting. All right, sometimes that...
Yes. It's required.
It becomes... It helps suck you right in. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Movie Mike. Thank you always for your reviews. We'll talk to you a week from now. Thank you, sir.
See you then.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, as I mentioned. ILCeat.com is website. Do as I do, though. Get a preview of what he's going to talk about. Follow him on Twitter, at ILCeat. And his appearance always sponsored by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org.